Argument against Proposition 62. Join us in voting no on Proposition 62. Let's be clear what Proposition 62 does. Proposition 62 says the worst of the worst murderers get to stay alive at the taxpayers' expense, decades after committing their horrible crimes and mocking the pain of their victims' families. The death penalty is reserved for only the worst murderers like child killers, rape, torture murderers, serial murderers, and cop killers. Just 1-2% of about 2,000 murders in California annually end up with a death sentence. Proposition 62 says these most heinous crimes should have no higher level of punishment. We disagree. For the very worst criminals, there needs to be a death penalty. We all know California's death penalty system is broken. Death row inmates are now able to file one frivolous appeal after another, denying justice. The answer is to mend, not end, California's death penalty laws. Prosecutors, law enforcement, and the families of murder victims oppose Proposition 62 because it jeopardizes public safety, denies justice and closure to victims' families, and rewards the most horrible killers. The backers of Proposition 62 want you to believe they are protecting wrongly convicted death row prisoners from being executed. But in a meeting with the San Francisco Chronicle, Governor Jerry Brown, quote, a former attorney general, said, "There are no innocent inmates on California's death row," end quote, March 7, 2012. The backers of Proposition 62 say it will save taxpayers money. Who are they fooling? Under Prop 62, taxpayers are on the hook to feed, clothe, house, guard, and provide health care to brutal killers until they die of old age, even give them a heart transplant. That's why Mike Genest, former California finance director, says, quote, Prop 62 will cost over $100 million, end quote. If Proposition 62 doesn't protect victims and doesn't protect taxpayers, just who does Proposition 62 protect? Prop 62 protects Charles Ng, a brutal serial killer who kidnapped families, tortured, killed children in front of their parents, killed the father, and then repeatedly raped the mother before killing her. Ng committed his crimes over 30 years ago, delayed his trial for nearly 15 years with appeals, and was finally tried, convicted, and sentenced to death almost 20 years ago. He's still on death row, filing appeals to delay his punishment long after his victims were silenced forever. Who else does Proposition 62 protect? Richard Allen Davis, who kidnapped, raped, and tortured 12-year-old Polly Klass. Serial killer Robert Rhodes, who kidnapped, raped, and tortured 8-year-old Michael Lyons before stabbing him 70 times, and hundreds more like them. California's death row inmates include the killers of over 1,000 murder victims, 226 children, 43 peace officers, 294 victims who were raped or tortured before being killed. The American Civil Liberties Union supports repealing the death penalty, the very same people who file all the frivolous appeals that have bogged down the system. Now they are using the problems they created to argue the death penalty should be repealed. Don't be fooled. Join us and vote no on Proposition 62. Visit www.noprop66.com for more information. Mike Ramos, District Attorney of San Bernardino County. Mark Klass, father of 12-year-old murder victim Polly Klass. Mike Durant, President, Peace Officers Research Association of California.